We're with Marion Athletic Director Ryan Gadeski. Ryan, it appears that COVID is prevalent mainly in middle age to older citizens and those who have had pre-existing conditions. And the schools seem to be doing a pretty good job of mitigating COVID. Has Marion High School had any problems from an athletic standpoint with this disease?
You know, Rick, we actually had a really good fall. Just speaking of, you know, our teams that actually were able to compete, when you talk cross country and tennis and golf, we had a few hiccups and bumps in the road here and there, especially at the very beginning of the season. But really, overall, it did not derail, you know, anything that our team was trying to accomplish. We did not actually have to cancel any events because of COVID, which we feel very fortunate in that case, because you kind of see what's happening across the landscape of sports in America with even professional and collegiate teams. So, we really look back at the fall as a win. You know, and then when you think of our out-of-season teams and their 20 contact days, again, same thing. We had a few hiccups here and there. I know the football team really had a clean slate until the very final week of practice in October, where we had to kind of shut things down there. But really, all in all, Rick, we're very happy with the job that our coaches did with just handling the COVID guidelines and the pandemic, and still trying to basically practice our kids at a very high level. But we're also proud of our kids. You know, this was a collaborative effort, if you will. You know, not only did our coaches have to create this environment, this safe environment with all these guidelines, these very strict guidelines, but our kids also had to buy in and adapt and even, you know, do some things away from MHS that allowed us to continue to practice on a regular basis or even compete for that matter. So all in all, we'll take it as a win.
That answer goes in perfect with the next question that I wanted to ask. Can you give us an update on what guidelines the IHSA has given you regarding basketball practices for your teams?
Right now, we're just paused. That's the last we heard because of the Tier 3 mitigation. Basically, all basketball and winter sports collectively have been paused. And we really, Rick, we really don't know how long that pause is going to last. I do know the IHSA has a meeting, I believe, next week. I think they're going to have a special board meeting. And then I think on the 14th, Monday the 14th, I think, is their actual scheduled board meeting. So I think we'll have some more answers and maybe some more guidance here in the next week and a half. But as of right now, Rick, there's really not a whole lot that we're able to do indoors. Technically, we can do some things outside in small groups right now. But when you talk about basketball and trying to do workouts and stuff outside, they usually don't go together. And, our coaches for right now are just trying to, listen to the IHSA and listen to the governor's office and kind of wait and see what happens next.
And here's the $64,000 question. Do you think there will be a basketball season?
I hope, Rick. Nobody knows the answer, honestly. I don't even think the IHSA knows the answer to that one, if you were to even ask Craig Anderson at this point, Rick. I've thought all along, in order to have basketball this winter, we need to be practicing by the third week of December. Because when you take into consideration that we have, Christmas and, the Christmas holiday break, the week after that, trying to crank up and then play games in January on already a shortened season when football practice is supposed to start in the middle of February, I truly believe that if we're going to play basketball this winter, we've got to start practicing the week of December 14th, the same week as the IHSA board meeting. If it doesn't happen during the winter, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think everybody heard what the governor said. The governor said, hey, we can play in the spring, but I don't think the governor truly understands how, different sports have to work together. And, I know for a lot of schools, even like Marion, just really, thinking out loud for ourselves here, it probably ain't going to work, because not only is it a conflict for boys basketball and football trying to be played at the same time, but when you think of a sport like volleyball and girls basketball, those two sports share a lot of kids. So I don't know what the answer is, Rick, but I do know that if we're going to play this winter, we probably need to get to practice in the next few weeks and hopefully get the green light.
Again, that's a perfect segue to my next question. If basketball is pushed back further into another sports season like football or wrestling or volleyball for the girls, what kind of problems will that cause you as an athletic director?
And just being honest, it's going to be a nightmare. and it's not necessarily the sharing of athletes. I've kind of talked to some coaches, and I even know some of our head coaches have talked. I know Coach Martin and Coach Gillespie, they're very close. They talk quite a bit, and, you know, these guys work really good together. Same for our head volleyball coach, Coach Matasik, and our girls basketball coach Rose. They work together really good, and they're going to work together, and they're going to share athletes, and we're going to try to, you know, make that happen the best we can. But from an athletic director standpoint, we worry about facilities. I'm not sure we have enough facilities and facility space and time to be able to get our practices in as scheduled and like normal. You know, when you're talking about, you know, and this is coming from Marion's perspective, we are blessed with some of the best facilities in the state of Illinois. Forget just Southern Illinois. I think a lot of people that have been to our campus, they realize that we have unbelievable athletic facilities. But when you talk about potentially boys basketball, girls basketball, and volleyball, and then possibly maybe cheer and dance and color guard and some of these other sports, maybe wrestling somehow in the mix too, and they're all trying to go at the same time, I don't know how we're going to work out a practice schedule, to be honest with you. At least one where our kids are getting out of here at a decent time, because that's the other thing, Rick. Our kids, their number one objective right now is school. They have to make grades. And with remote learning and blended learning, that's been a struggle enough, even for some of our top students. So it's not like we want to keep kids here all hours of the night just so people can get practices in. So I'm not sure how that would work, Rick. I'm just going to be honest. I think it would be very, very difficult to do.
And not just facilities, but what about officials, since a lot of guys officiate multiple sports?
Yeah, that's the other part. You know, I think a lot of people that are really tuned in to basketball understand that there's really not a lot of basketball officials anymore. And a lot of the guys that have been around for a long time, they're starting to retire, and there's not really a lot of young guys coming into the mix. And so that's going to be difficult when you're trying to play multiple sports at the same time because, you know, for instance, you know, I can probably name a handful of guys right now that I can depend on for multiple sports. And those guys are going to be stretched really thin too. And I don't know. The more you think about it, I feel like the more problems come up. And there's some issues, like you said, with officials and facilities. I'm not sure at this point in time on December 1st what the answer is or if there really is a good answer or a remedy for something like that.
Have you heard anything about this new league in St. Louis? Supposedly they've got a big former manufacturing building where they're going to bring in 26 teams and play on Saturday and Sunday. I understand a couple of communities in Southern Illinois have signed up, so to speak, even though I understand that they can't use their school name. Do you know anything about this, and is Marion going to be involved in it in any way?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot about it, Rick. I do know that, you know, our coaches, they were sent, I believe, a text message with some information on it, but we really haven't talked a whole lot about it. But, you know, I know our kids, if they truly want to get out and play basketball, they're going to find ways to play basketball. I mean, I did the same thing 20 years ago when I was in high school and AAU wasn't a big thing. I mean, you were finding a hoop somewhere, whether there was snow on the ground or not. We were playing basketball, and I expect the same thing for our kids in this generation now. There's multiple avenues to play, and you know, with these club and travel teams, and even though Illinois is not allowed to play right now, you know, you're only an hour and a half away from St. Louis. We're 45 minutes away from Paducah. We're about 50 minutes from Cape. They're going to find ways to play, that's for sure.
And are you going to lose or have you lost any athletes to other states?
You know, at this time, we have not lost any of our athletes. If they did move, Rick, I would understand why. And obviously there would be no hard feelings on our part or our coach's part. But at this time, no, we haven't lost anybody. Could we lose some athletes moving forward? I think there's definitely a chance. I do know there's some high-profile athletes from Southern Illinois that have already made the move. I know there's a couple kids playing basketball in Indiana because they're already playing. So, you know, nothing would surprise me at this point.
And I don't mean any disrespect at all when I ask this next question, but since everything has been placed on pause, what are you doing as an athletic director? I mean, I know scheduling has been a challenge, and what other challenges have been thrown your way since all this started?
Well, you know, since everything's been on pause, I've really just tried to take advantage of the time and work ahead. And that's something I normally do, though, Rick. I mean, you know, right now, today's December 1st, and we were actually supposed to host our very first boys basketball game tonight versus Heron. So even if we were playing right now, I would be working on next year's basketball schedule. I always try to stay ahead of the curve. You know, I always try to stay at least a year ahead. So that's really what I've been doing. I've got my fall schedules done. I'm just trying to confirm some dates here and there. Been talking to a few local schools, actually, before we even got on the phone. And I'm doing the same thing with winter. I'm looking at winter, next year's winter schedule and trying to, you know, nail down some of our basketball dates. And, you know, we've got our big boys basketball shootout that's sponsored by Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. Our first year, a couple years ago now, it was a success. And, you know, we're not going to host it this Saturday, unfortunately, but we fully expect it to be back next year with a great field. And, you know, I'm contacting all those teams from three different states and just really trying to get all those pieces in place, because I think we all know, you know, just watching the news and listening to the experts, I think we all know at this point that we're going to have some better days ahead in 2021.
Already in your fifth year, hard to believe.
Yeah, time is definitely flying by. And, you know, I had 10 good years there at Mount Vernon High School teaching and coaching and wouldn't trade anything for it. But, you know, I made the move to Marion and this position as athletic director and assistant principal back in the spring of 2016 and really haven't looked back. Marion is such a wonderful community, and the high school is just outstanding. It's full of great kids and great teachers and coaches, and I'm just a small part of what we do here, Rick. We've got a lot of good people in this building and in this community, that's for sure.
And unfortunately, you took over for a man that held that job for several years until his untimely passing, Mike Shornick, we're talking about. Did he leave any teachable moments for you in that position?
You know, I tell people all the time what I would have given to sit down when I made the transition to this job. I would have given anything to sit down with Mike and actually talk with him about this job and the transition and to kind of learn some things that, you know, maybe he left off on or didn't get accomplished. And, you know, unfortunately, when Mike passed away to cancer, I didn't get that opportunity. But, you know, one thing's for sure, I've really worked hard over the last 5 years, really trying to talk to a lot of our coaches and kind of pick their brain about, you know, some of Mike's thoughts on certain things. And, of course, I was left with all his files. You know, at the end of each school year, Mr. Shornack, he would basically take all his computer files and he'd dump them on flash drives. And slowly over 5 years, whenever I find time, I try to go through those flash drives and just look at the different files and see if there's anything that I've been missing. And, you know, one big piece that I have been missing, Rick, is Marion High School's athletic records. For the longest time, I've been searching for our school records, and believe it or not, I found them the day before Thanksgiving last week, and I was so excited. You can ask my athletic secretary. We were both tickled to death.
Wow.
And, you know, those are records that have not been updated since 2012. And so they're long overdue, and we've had a lot of major records broken. I think everybody knows the biggest one that was broken recently back in March by Jackson Connor in the regional championship was Greg Sterick's scoring record. So it was kind of cool to finally put, you know, Jackson's name up there as number one and his 2018 points. But there's a lot of others in football and soccer and wrestling. Our wrestling team had an unbelievable, maybe the best season ever in school history last year, and the records that were broken, you know, all those things are finally getting updated. But, you know, back to Mr. Shornack, you know, I did get to know Mike, you know, when I was coaching girls track at Mount Vernon. A lot of times we'd come down and compete at you know, different Marion events, and me and Mike would always talk in the hospitality room. And I can say this, I know that Mike always put on one of the best hospitality rooms for coaches and workers, and so since my arrival here in Marion, that's definitely something that I try to do, is put on a great hospitality room, because, you know, all the journalists and the media out there and our coaches and our workers, they put a lot of time and energy into it, and that's just my little thank you. And I think that was Shornack's intent too, just a little thank you for the hard work that everybody puts into to running these events.
We members of the media appreciate hospitality rooms, and there's not a one that we don't appreciate. Let me tell you that. We've been talking to Ryan Gadeski, Marion High School Athletic Director. Ryan, thank you for your time today.
Rick, I appreciate the phone call, and you know, I just we'll leave off with this. It's December 1st, and you know, there's only about 30 days left in 2020, and I know it's been very tough on a lot of people, but I hope people really hang in there through these tough times, and I truly believe in my heart we got some better days ahead, man.